Council.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
And booze and all kinds of other stuff. Welcome to the happiest happy hour ever. Let's do this. It's a Friday Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday Friday.
Oh,
and we're
already
screwing things up. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. Me, Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman, Aaron Rabold. Cast of dozens for happy hour, and
less people than usual for happy hour.
Yeah, you know what? More alcohol for us. More bad alcohol for us. So those of you who aren't here, you can suck it.
Josh didn't tell me that he wasn't going to be here, and suddenly he had to go.
Well, he told me he was going to the restroom. It must be the restroom at home.
We didn't even get like a, hey, I got something going on this week, like. He just bolted.
He just ghosted us.
He said he was going to the bathroom and he would be back for the beginning of it. But
I thought we were all friends here, and then there goes Josh without a goodbye.
Commonly known as an Irish goodbye.
Yeah. Mm. Well.
Well, you know what? This is going to be.
You think he's coming back?
This is going to be.
Trey believes in Josh.
Yeah.
Just go follow him in the bathroom and say, hey, Josh, are you in there?
He's probably already done peeing anyway.
Yeah,
so
if
he's
just
like
had to pee,
out.
Maybe he's just hanging out in the lobby or something.
Well, doesn't matter. This is going to be the best happy hour ever because your Astros are on to the next round. Your Texans now have gotten rid of the evil that is Bill O'Brien. Yeah, there's Josh.
There's
I told you he was coming back.
Wow. But he's all packed up, ready to go. You don't want to do any happy hour with us? Okay, well, you can't. You're here for a segment?
Hey,
all right. Well,
good enough.
Trey was questioning your character.
Yeah, he really was. Yeah. He really was. Okay, so we've got the wheel ready to go.
Well, first tell the people what the crap drink is this week.
Oh.
Yeah, set the sucker up.
So we've had the menthol tobacco-flavored vodka. I didn't know this existed. This is just tobacco-flavored vodka. You know what the only thing grosser than a menthol cigarette is? A non-menthol cigarette. So there's no mint to hide the flavor of the tobacco in this drink, I'm assuming. First things first, are we short on cups?
No, we can use those.
No, I got cups
in
my office.
No, yeah, he has new ones.
Gustavo came by. Gustavo from Sierra Nevada came by. And, yeah, he brought us some more cups. We've got plenty of cups, baby. Gus keeps us in stock
Stocked
on these
up.
Things.
Which is also representing Sierra Nevada with the hat today.
Right. So. There's only one person who was absent from last week. Where'd Dr. Intern go? Oh, well, okay. Dr. Intern, you were gone last week. How'd that happen? Well, we saved one shot scheduled. For you. So you can start off happy hour, hop on there, and just from the bottle, you can finish off the dickle.
That's a lot.
The Tabasco barrel finished dickle.
It's not good.
Not good. But yeah, I assume that's about one shot. Man up here, Dr. Intern.
No, that's at least two.
That's at least
a little
two.
Bit more.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
He can handle it.
Yeah, there you
Dr.
go. Now pour the rest of that into the.
Pour the rest of that into the mega shot. Pour that into the mega shot here.
Yeah.
Whatever's left.
Which it looks more and more disgusting every week.
It's lightening up some, which is odd.
Yeah, I kind of miss the sediment from the
There's
tubi.
Still some stuff floating there in the bottom.
Josh, okay. You don't want to come gross. In here and get on mic, huh? You're What's wrong with you? Are you out on happy hour? Are you done with us? You said you're here for a segment.
I am here for a segment.
Well, get over here. This is bring a chair around and yeah,
this is all chair.
This is a happy hour times, Josh. Let's be happy together. Josh, who, if you're not aware, Josh does a program that comes on just before ours, and also does a program on Twitch and podcasts that you can hear. I mean, what time is that? At noon? Nooner?
Yeah, it's at noon.
Can we turn on his mic there?
That's my bad. I didn't even see the damn button.
Okay. So here is podcast on noon. And you can, if you follow Josh's social media, you can get one of these badass new Carlos Correa shirts, which I'm a big fan of. And it's what are they going to say now? As Nick and Josh have said multiple times over the last couple of days, what are they going to say now? All right, here we go. Aaron, are you ready? Where's Brandon? We need him in here. Brandon is our. Go tell him to get his ass in here. He's on the wheel as well. So here we go. This is to decide who's going to have to chug the Four Loko Black with Tyler. Are we at a number where Tyler can kick off, or what's our Twitch?
We're at 407.
Oh, so we're good.
Yeah.
So Tyler's already good. We'll see who is going to join him in this venture. Are we ready here? Nick, can you zoom in on my laptop here for the wheel of death? Who will drink this other Four Loko Black? I don't know what the color means. There was a choice between black and gold. Trey, you're talking off mic again, first of all. Trey says I should have gone gold.
Trey said he should have gone
gold. There was only one can of gold, or I would have. But I went with black because there were multiple cans. I don't know what the difference is, but here we go. Who's drinking? Who is going to be right there with Tyler today? It's Simple Jack. Oh, it is Colin. Oh. It is Colin.
Oh, wow. It was so close.
That was so close.
That's like right on the line.
Man.
I want to see the I want to see the margin.
Wow. I mean, that's as close as it gets.
Yeah.
But it said Colin. It said Colin. So he gets removed, at least one of his names, removed from the wheel. But he gets to take the other four
Loko.
Do you
know how to shotgun?
So can you just chug then? Can you just chug? We don't want a mess. Trey made a mess when he tried to shotgun. We're not looking for that.
Boy.
No, we don't need you to try. It's just if you
yeah, just
you know your
thing.
Own limits, just put it down, big man. All right. So you guys get to tell me what flavor Four Loko did you have the first time, Tyler? Do you remember?
It was a red, I believe.
Okay.
Fruit punch, maybe?
Here's what I saw. I went to the Tiger Mart, the Exxon, to get this Four Loko, and I found that, like, if you go to a reputable liquor store, they probably won't have Four Loko. Oh, here's Charles coming in late in a shocking development.
Extra shot for Charles.
Holy hell. Charles, you think he would learn at some point?
I think he likes getting the double shots.
I'm going to leave my house 10 minutes early. On happy hour day, but Charles is like, no, I'm playing with fire, bro. So that's all right. We'll get him a couple names on the wheel as well. What I found, though, is if you want Four Loko. What are you doing? I know I told him not to shotgun. I know I told him to. I need some paper towels. My laptop is covered in Four Loko now.
Why didn't you help him?
The back of my head is covered in Four Loko. Oh, it stinks. It's black. I don't know. Ugh. And I'm now coated in this stuff.
It smells like the bottom of a taxi cab when you've been drinking beer in it the whole time.
It got on my neck. Ugh. I told him not to shotgun. I knew he couldn't do it. Know your limits. Okay. Back to my story before I got sprayed.
At a Gallagher show.
Oh.
You have to start wearing like slickers.
I noted that you got to go to a gas station to really have any kind of shot at getting more than one flavor of Four Loko. But while I was digging through their cooler, guess what I found? Pink Payload, Blue Bomb. They're hidden at the bottom apparently because nobody buys them. So next week I'm gonna have a Pink Payload in here for Tyler. Thank you. very kind of you. Is this, what is this, bleach? It's going to poison me?
No, it's just an antibacterial.
Okay. Terrible start to happy hour. But go ahead. Now, let's get it on. Let's get it on. Go. Go.
Yeah, the happy hour music's playing, Trey.
Oh!
It's green.
What's the flavor? Tyler, do you know a flavor? Gross?
It's like a... Like a dirty green Jolly Rancher.
Like you found a Jolly Rancher in the back seat that had been sucked on previously and just
spit
out?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, this whole studio stinks now. Oh, my God. We're going to have the cleaning lady mop tonight, I think.
I think they've gotten into the habit.
Yeah, I talk to her about
Friday,
it.
Every Friday, they come in and they mop.
I talk to her about it. Oh, I don't know if I can do the whole show with this smell in the air. We're gonna have to do a real cleanup during the first break.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, we are gonna hit a break. When we come back, we are gonna spin the wheel again, and we are going to pour our shots of non-menthol tobacco vodka. Which I imagine it's grosser than the menthol vodka. I prefer menthol tobacco to just regular tobacco. This has got to be really gross. But we will we'll get things kicked off, baby. It's happy hour here on the Blitz.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
At Cordell & Cordell, we focus on representing men in domestic relations cases.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
We recognize that our clients are going through perhaps the toughest time they will ever go through. We understand that everything that's important to them is on the table. Their assets, the role in their children's lives. That's an immense responsibility that our clients entrust us with, and we take that very seriously. We've been trained to do that. We've helped thousands of clients before, and it's our hope that you'll choose to entrust us with what's most important to you.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Houston area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 832-844-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Houston, The Woodlands, St. Louis, and by appointment only in League City.
Hey, it's Josh. Nothing's better than mouth-watering Texas barbecue at Cypress Trail Hideout, home of the award-winning Papa Charlie's Barbecue. Join them for weekly lunch specials Tuesday through Friday from 11 to 2, daily drink specials, and happy hour daily from 11 to 6 with $1 off all 24 regional and local craft draft beers. Come enjoy great food and beverages on the huge patio and live music on stage every weekend. Let Cypress Trail Hideout cater your next event or holiday dinner, too. Reserve early at CypressTrailHideout.com.
At GiveMeTheVIN.com, America's best car buyer, business is booming. And our Houston office needs buyers. If you'd like to join one of the fastest growing auto groups in the country, go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and click jobs to submit your application. And if you'd like to sell your car, go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, put in your license plate number or VIN, and get the market's top dollar offer and a no-touch, trouble-free transaction from America's best car buyer.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Yeah!
Kick it! You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
It's not a secret, Trey. Fred's been talking about pooping on the second floor for years.
What?
Trey thinks that using the second floor bathroom instead of ours is a secret.
No, I've told everybody here.
Yeah,
it's actually much cleaner, and the third floor one's much cleaner, too.
We have the worst bathroom?
Yeah, oh, by far. By far. And it's not close. And right now, when they start letting little kids back in the building, do not go to the second floor.
Let me just tell you the story that I encountered today. Are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
I thought we were still
the
blue break.
We're on. No, we're going, baby.
So
don't use your foul language.
The facilities in the second floor.
Number one or two?
No, fourth floor, our floor.
Number one or two?
Two in the big stall.
Ooh.
And in that mechanical room, there was somebody in there, like, working. So the whole time I was in fear that they were going to walk out.
Why would you use that stall if you knew they were in there working?
I didn't know. The door's shut. I only heard them whenever I sat down and started.
Oh, man.
TCBing.
I have a similar story.
Why do you guys use the handicapped stall when you're not handicapped?
Because.
I mean, that's not a question for you, Trey, but you, Tyler.
You'll be hearing from my mom.
Hey, we got to, before we keep blabbing, Josh has to go get his dog's butthole drained. So we're going to take our shots. So let's go ahead and take our tobacco shots.
You want your seat back, Josh?
No, Josh, get out of here.
This is going to be the worst one.
Thank you.
Oh, God. It smells awful.
I mean, it smells like a wet, like someone poured some water into an ashtray.
Can I pretend I'm taking
this
shot?
No, you got it. You get a double.
What do you mean?
You were late.
I wasn't late.
You were late.
I was here the whole time.
I don't remember seeing you. All right. What week of happy hours is this?
Week 11.
Do you have one of these? Okay.
I do.
Week 11 of happy hour. What's our number up to? Are we at a successful?
We're at 480. We've been over 500. So.
And I've got some news for our Twitch followers probably sometime next week. I think we're going to blow this bitch up. We're trying to make Twitch a big part of what we're doing here. So appreciate all of you for tuning in. I know Juggalo Trey's mom isn't here this week, but we work with what we can. All right. Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Oh, God.
Not that bad.
Trey, you grew up in a trailer in Baytown. This is what your water out of the faucet tastes like.
Okay, it's actually really bad. It kind of tastes like McDonald's buffalo sauce.
No, not at all.
It's worse than the menthol. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. I think they're both equally bad.
It doesn't go away. This is worse than the menthol. The menthol, at least there's like a little freshness at the end of
it. This is weird because it's like sweet.
It is sweet. Oh, that's vile.
Is this how cigarettes taste?
You've never had a cigarette?
No.
This is what like pipe tobacco tastes like.
Oh.
The menthol one tastes like dip juice. That doesn't taste like dip juice. That tastes, Tyler's right, that tastes like
you
a pipe.
You don't know what cigarettes taste like?
No, I've never smoked.
Didn't Doug smoke?
No. Well, one of them did.
Did he ever make you lick his tongue?
No, why would he?
I don't know.
What's wrong with you?
Did Roger smoke?
I don't think so. I don't know him that well.
Okay. Your mom smoked, though.
Yeah. She smoked before she was pregnant. Maybe during.
While she was pregnant, yeah. Was her breast milk tobacco flavored?
I don't remember. Why would I remember?
You don't remember anything about the breastfeedings?
No. Do you?
I mean, you weren't there.
He was an absentee dad.
Yeah, I'm an absentee
father.
Why is
everybody my dad?
I'm not your dad.
Next thing you know, Charles is going to be
my
dad.
No, Charles is the one guy. Charles is the one guy in the room I'm almost certain is it. Charles and Nick, the two African-Americans here. I know that they aren't your dad. All right. So we got to do a mega shot. Can we zoom in here, Nick? Who's it going to be?
You know it's going to be me.
I want to... No, I don't want to do it. I do want to maybe try and get Panama on our party playlist. It's a great song.
Aaron got it?
I'll go.
You can deliver it to him.
Okay. Yeah, go bring him a mega shot. He's got a camera in there. He can do the shot on camera, right?
I mean, I can just come in there and do it.
All right, you can just come in here and do it. All right. We've got one more wheel spin for this segment. I feel like those crowlers are too big to chug, but we'll have someone chug a Crawford Bach on a mega shot spin. Yeah, thanks to... we've got Crawford Bach. What are those crowlers, by the way, Aaron? We talk on mic here. Come on around. That's how this works.
So we've got the Devil in the Deep Oktoberfest. And then we also have Brazos Valley. Nick was to say Cherub Rock, right? That's the name of it. Cherub Rock, which is their...
I knew you were going
to
do that.
Their pumpkin stout that I wanted to try.
Ooh.
Call me a basic bitch all you want.
You're a basic bitch.
I like pumpkin stouts.
So do I.
All right, we ready? We got one more spin. Somebody's going to chug a Crawford Bach. And let's see. Nick... Who's it going to be? Tell me. You give me the name. Oh, it's too late to zoom in, but who's it land on? Josh. Oh, Josh is gone. Well, we can't use him. We'll have to remove him for the week. And we'll have to spin it again. My goodness. I feel like this has got to be Charles. He's got three slots on this thing.
Oh, Trey.
Juggalo Trey. All right. Trey, Aaron, switch back with Trey.
Okay.
Take your shot and then switch back with Trey. I assume Trey can chug 12 ounces. It's not like I'm asking him to chug a tall boy, a Foster's again. That was an unmitigated disaster.
There shouldn't be any problems.
You think you can handle this?
I know I can handle it.
All right.
All right, let me do this one real quick. Right. Cheers, Twitch. Cheers, everybody.
Woo-hoo. How's the mega? What's it taste? What's the over? What's
still
the predominant favor?
Yeah, oh, okay. Still black licorice.
Yeah, I think it's that damn Aquavit overcoming everything.
Yeah.
We've got a full house today. Everyone who does happy hour is here, right? Are we missing anybody? Marcus, yeah.
All right, you know the best part of this is I actually know all the interns' name for a change.
Me too.
I mean, that's, yes, even Colin.
Truthfully, this is the first crew of interns where I've actually known most of their names, honestly. I usually don't know anybody's name.
You guys should feel special.
I was a paid part-timer, and AJ didn't even know my name.
That's a fact. I told Brandon today, we had a company meeting today, and I've got to give the State of the Union for programming for our company meeting. And there's people in our company who don't work here in the office. We've got people in Dallas and Austin and San Antonio and whatnot. And I was noticing on the Zoom call, I knew less than half of the people who work here. And I'm probably supposed to know them, but I just don't.
Well, they're all Culture Map Austin, Culture Map Dallas, Fort Worth, so you wouldn't know
it's
them.
It's never been a strength for me, but Tyler's right. There's been a lot of people who worked here. Some of them have worked here for years. And there's still some people who work here who I don't know their name in our office. I'm not a good person. I'm very selfish. But if you do happy hour with us, that's a good way to get your name remembered. Yes.
Well, my problem is if I don't get your name the first time, then I'll be too embarrassed to ever ask you. So, like, you're going to be Bud or Amigo or Dickweed for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Because I'm too embarrassed. The only thing I'll do is, like, try to introduce you to somebody and then you say your name. Like, yeah, that's his name. Got it.
Here's a perfect example. There's a guy who works here, and I see him every week. I've seen him every week for probably about 3 years. We had a big hubbub where he drank Tyler's beer.
Oh, yes.
I know exactly who it is.
I don't. What's his name?
Craig.
Yeah. Craig Lindsay, yeah.
He drank my Dr. Pepper.
Listen, man.
Hey,
that's Craig's fridge.
I do want to admit I drank one of your Dr. Peppers once.
That's okay. You can have one. Just not all of them.
But well, hey, I replace it. No, I replace it.
Tyler, can I at least get credit for being the Law and Order guy who figured it out?
That was good investigative journalism on your part.
Trying all my Dr. Peppers?
I found a can in his little tiny trash can.
Of the beer he drank?
Yeah, and I suspected him.
This dude like pounded a couple 15% stouts like it was nobody's business while he was at work, and then he was like, oh, sorry.
I thought those were for everybody.
I thought those were just for everybody. No big deal.
He paid his penance. He corrected the problem. So, all right. Yeah.
I got to tell you guys about Carbach. Which one of these Trey is going to chug right now to prove how much
we're doing
we love
it right now?
Yeah, you landed on the wheel.
I thought we were doing it after the next segment.
We're in this segment right now.
During the library.
Crawford Bach, a great anytime beer. It's delicious. It's wonderful. It's refreshing. It's great for the summer, but it's a dark beer, so you can drink it in the winter, too, when things cool down a little bit. Great for the golf course, I would imagine, if you're into that sort of thing. And, of course, a little bit of money from every Crawford Bach sold goes to the Astros Foundation, which is good. They're doing things for good people. And as you see behind me, Trey is struggling through chugging a Crawford Bach right now. But he is going to finish that bad boy. Did we get it, Trey? That's the other thing about Carbach. They make very sturdy cans. Trey can't even crush it on his head. But their restaurant is back open. Go check it out. Great food, great beer on tap there. Follow them on Facebook, follow them on Instagram, follow them on Twitter to see what's going on with the brewery, what's going on with the restaurant, what the latest beers coming out are. But make sure when you're out and about, you grab yourself some Carbach. Down,
ESPN 97.5. Foundation damage is a common problem for many homeowners in the state of Texas. Have you seen the signs of a settling foundation? Foundation damage can be serious and should not be ignored. When the integrity of your largest investment is in jeopardy, call the experts. Call Ramjack Foundation Repair. A settling foundation can cause cracks in your walls, cracks in your brick, sloping floors, a chimney pulling away, or even gaps appearing around windows and doors. These problems don't get better on their own. They get worse. Don't wait. Call Ramjack today. Our trained Ramjack consultants will perform a thorough on-site evaluation and provide permanent, affordable solutions backed by a lifetime transferable warranty. Deciding on who will repair your home's foundation is critical. Don't do it twice. Do it right. Rely on the experts. Rely on Ramjack Foundation Repair. Call 713-599-0102. That's 713-599-0102. Or visit ramjack.com on the web.
You know how you make any sporting event a lot more interesting? You bet on it. A little wager on a baseball game, and suddenly you're glued to the TV. All the fun starts at MyBookie.ag. MyBookie has odds on all sports, MLB, the NBA, soccer, UFC, golf, NASCAR, and of course, football. Bet on any college football or NFL game and dial up the fun. MyBookie has thousands of bets you can play. Lines on games, props inside the game, live in-game betting, futures bets, and even odds on our country's highest office. And MyBookie, it's simple. You bet, you win, they pay. Join today, and MyBookie will double your first deposit. Just enter promo code RADIO. Make sports more interesting with MyBookie.ag. And remember, they'll double your first deposit when you enter promo code RADIO. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.ag, promo code RADIO. MyBookie.ag, promo code RADIO.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. I love this. I love a little Van Halen, man.
I am going to take your name, one of your names off, Tyler. Everybody's got two, but you've got one now. Trey, you've got one on there now. Who just Aaron?
I
took Aaron off or no? Yep, I removed Aaron. So we're I think we're good here. I need, you know what? I better add another Charles. I almost forgot how late Charles was.
I think we
today.
Should add another Colin just because he screwed up the first one.
Mm. I mean, when he opened the top, he had already crushed the top half of it, so you could tell there was no pressure in there.
Yeah.
I think he needs that be added.
Just for spraying all over us.
You know what? I'll re-add him. I'm not going to add any extra because when you land on the wheel, I remove you. But because he didn't really finish his task, I'm going to re-add. Plus, because he cupped. You know what? I'm going to add him. He's going to have three on the
you.
List because he did spit four loco on me and my laptop.
And he got some over here, too. He should get an extra one for that.
It got all over Josh's leg, too. He didn't say anything.
Yeah,
Josh is a gentleman. Josh is like, and, you know, Colin and Josh have this Philly connection where people in Philly hate Josh and Colin equally. But, okay. So here's what we've got. Where'd that? Okay, so we've got this Crawford Bach. We've got the Mega Shot. We're going to spin the wheel four times.
Ooh.
Somebody's going to get another shot of the tobacco vodka. I feel like that's the right thing to do.
Well, let's do this.
And then here's what we're going to do. Next segment, we're going to find the definitive rankings of the shots that we've had so far.
So I've got preliminary rankings of all 11. We're going to go through and we're going to talk it out just like the college football committee, and we're going to figure out what our ultimate 11 is so far, so we're ready going into next
okay
week.
All right, well, let's get the first spin. Nick, you ready for the first spin, buddy? You want to zoom in on here? Let's get this bad boy kicked off. We got four spins. That boy's people are going to get it here. This is going to be a bad one. One of the things we've got is a warm pumpkin spice Yeti stout. Is it
really?
Aaron
it's now? Aaron again?
Yeah, it's Aaron.
Oh, boy. All right.
What was that for, though? Was that the Crawford Bach?
You know what? I'm going to give you... I'm going to...
Let him have a choice.
No, I'm not going to let him have a choice. What I'm going to do is make a wheel real quick. And...
Oh, good idea. This
hey,
is
that
good.
Is a good idea. Look at you Our thinking Bach on the
Yeti.
Fly.
Or Mega Shot.
Yeah.
Or tobacco vodka.
All right. Wow. So here's what Aaron's gonna get. Zoom in on that, Nick. This is now we're doing a mega wheel for Aaron. He got the Yeti.
Yeah.
God, I don't.
Oh.
Okay, so come on in here and chug this warm pumpkin. You said you're a basic bitch.
Yeah, I'm not a. We got a little pumpkin basic.
A
bitch.
Little pumpkin spice for you, basic. All right, so let's go back to our original wheel. I am going to remove that name, Aaron. Who? Aaron's all the way off the wheel now.
Yeah, he should be.
He had two shots and he's landed twice. What are the Fred? What are the odds of that?
4%
on a Friday. What are the odds Friday? We
4%.
Call it. All right, we
actually 4.5% if we're being technical. But
Nick, here we go. Who
thy
is
thy wheel
next?
Be done, Aaron?
Not me, please. Who's it going to be?
Josh.
Did I thought Josh. I removed
you
Josh.
You did not remove the Josh. No.
Oh, well, I've removed him multiple times now. Here we go again.
No, Charles.
It'll tell you in a second.
Yep, Charles.
Is it Charles?
It's Charles.
Charles, all right, let's spin. Good. Charles needed that.
Simple Jack has been so close now
let's
twice.
Let's spin the other wheel for Charles here. What does Charles get?
Mega Shot.
Charles gets the Mega. Charles is cool. Pour him a double. All right. We got a couple more wheel spins, Nick.
As long as I pass that first Yeti.
That's the worst thing to get.
Yeah, that was the worst thing, yeah.
All right.
I'm good.
You mean the four loco.
That's the worst thing. Yeah. Sorry, Aaron. All right, here we go. We're spinning.
That's only because it's warm.
Yeah, the warmth is not good.
Colin?
All right, let's decide what Colin gets to chug. Let's remove. All right, what's Charles going to get? He's either going to get the Crawford Bach or he's going to get a double shot of tabacky vodka.
It's tabacky.
Tabacky.
It's tabacky. All right, so I'm going to close that wheel out because we know who the next person, what the next person gets. And Nick, finally, let's get in here. Zoom on in again one more time. Sorry, Nick.
Hey, is Nick actually on the wheel?
Nick is on the wheel.
Because he's never come up once.
Well,
not once.
Maybe it's
Colin gets both. All right, baby. All right. And we've got, listen, I've got actually got one more spin. And let's do this. It's also for a mega shot, a double mega shot. And this is a big one.
Bring it on. I'll take it. Bring it on.
Well, we'll see. Let's spin the wheel. Here we go. Zoom in real good. Who's it going to be? Who is it? Who is it, guys? It's Nick. Oh, my God, Nick. Nick gets a double shot of the mega. Congratulations, Nick.
You agreed to it.
Nick has Nick has been safe for some time. I don't know how he's done.
Yeah, like you and I have had to do this three times.
This is the first week I haven't landed on the wheel of death.
Okay, so we have the tobacco vodka. We got to pour a shot out of that. Then we got to pour it into the mega shot, though, right?
Right.
Well, yeah. Save some of that. What is this?
That's the Prowler beer.
That's the regular pumpkin stout that I brought.
Okay, are you going to chug that, too?
No. Oh. I've got mine in there.
Well, whose is that?
That's mine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is that right. Is that the
you got a double?
Stuff? Yeah.
Okay, yep. Did you get Colin a mega shot? No, I mean Charles got the mega. Okay, Charles has a mega.
Double mega. Double. He was a double.
Rotate.
Absolutely, he's got a single.
Let's try to cop out.
He needs
out
a double
on that.
Of the mega.
Don't drink it over me.
And Colin, what do you have here? Okay.
Oh God.
Now we've lost track of who's doing what.
Are you going to go two tobacco and then finish it with the Crawford?
Take about a 10 second break and then go.
Okay,
fair enough.
All right,
that's a solid game plan right there.
If someone needs to help Aaron shotgun.
No, are you going to shotgun or just
Aaron,
chug?
I trust Aaron to shotgun.
Yeah,
I think just chug is probably good on that.
Aaron's if you're not watching Twitch, you might want to get. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to pull it up right now because I shotgun on the river where it can pour all over me, and
no,
I don't really care.
Just chug.
Yeah, just chug. Just chug.
We've
just
had
chug.
Enough mess already. Yeah. I don't need.
We've
it.
Already cleaned up one mess. We don't
yeah,
need
it's enough
to clean up. A
everybody, side. Everybody's making fun of Colin for wearing an Eagles shirt under his Eagles hoodie.
Hey, first place, bitches.
Yeah, exactly.
First place. How
it's
about
like
that?
Wearing a band t-shirt to the concert you're going to see.
That's true.
Everybody does that.
No, not everybody does that.
Says the two guys in band shirts right now.
Do Trey and Jack switch t-shirts every week? Do they have like an exchange? They
it's like
the same crappy spot. Band.
Yeah, he's in.
Whoa. Deftones. Come on.
The Deftones aren't crappy. But that's the first time I've seen Trey wear a band that isn't crappy. I'll be
you don't
honest.
Like
well,
Blair?
I will say new Deftones.
All right, let's go. There's one. Come on. Come on, Colin. Get it. Oh, you're spilling.
A little bit, but that wasn't that bad. Oh, God.
All right. It's pretty good, he says.
Really?
Aaron.
That's 10 seconds. Let's
looking
go. Let's go.
Strong right now.
Aaron. Oh, this is going to hurt Aaron later.
Yeah, and Aaron still has a lot of show to produce.
Yeah, he does. I'm not worried about him. I'm not worried about his sobriety more than I am his guts.
Yeah.
Oh, he's
making
bad noises.
That did not sound good. That sounded a little wet.
How does
Aaron just chugged a $9 beer?
That was $9?
Warm. Yeah, it's $9. I'm going to go broke supplying all this beer for happy hour, but it's all right. The Four Locos were only $5 combined, so that's what that was a budget thing for me. What are you doing, Colin? Hurry up.
He's struggling.
Oh. Colin was over there beating his chest like he wasn't scared of anything. He's like gorilla mode. Yeah, bring it on, bitches. And now look at him like, oh, I can't finish this 12-ounce beer.
That was...
It's like, what, 4.5%, 5%?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, 4.5.
What a coward.
That was like chugging cold brew.
You drank half the can.
He's got a point.
I like cold brew. That was chugging cold brew.
That's good.
And oh, no. Oh.
You're going. Finish her up.
Yeah, later, rest of the show's going to be fun. The rewind might literally just be noise because I'm not going to know what to pull anymore.
Oh, you guys are cowards. All right. Oh.
You know what? I'm not a coward. Give me another shot of the damn menthol vodka.
Here we go.
I can do it.
Here we go.
We can't.
Oh,
that has to go in the mega shot.
Oh, okay. Well, never
but
mind.
You can have a mega shot
no.
if you want.
No,
I mean, I think there's.
No, no.
I think there's.
Yeah, put it in there first, and if there's enough for a shot, fine.
You got to take the lid off, Nick. Nick just did a this double
is
mega.
What, yeah, this is what happens when
we didn't catch that on camera.
I know,
that
it's unfortunate.
Great.
Nick tried to pour the bottle with the lid on, which is very unfortunate.
Look at our resident mixologist.
Give that bottle
over
to Fred.
Here.
Let him chug the
now.
Rat.
He's
no,
already,
it's gone.
Yeah, he's dumped it all
you
in
You don't
there.
Want the mega shot, Fred?
No, not the mega shot.
Mega shot.
No,
mega shot.
No, I was
mega
offering.
Shot.
I was offering, but... All right, fine.
There we go.
Party hard, Fred.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
There we go.
Et cum Spirite de Spiritu Sancto.
Here we go. You got to make sure you do the Letterkenny double tap after
later. Oh, yeah, I got to do the Letterkenny double tap.
How's it going? What's the, is the tobacco starting to become prevalent?
You know what?
The,
I got to tell you, this is probably what the fourth mega shot I've done. It's gotten so mixed now that it's really...
This, you don't know what it is.
Well, yeah, I mean, it doesn't taste like crap anymore. It just tastes like a shot.
Maybe all these booze companies should think about combining all their crappy booze.
Dump it all into a vat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because honestly, I mean...
The mega shot tastes better than a lot of the shots on their own.
It doesn't taste bad. It doesn't taste good, but it's just there. It's
right.
just a shot.
Okay.
So...
What do we got next week? Are we going to have that cold brew Jaeger? Is that on the docket next week?
Yeah, I mean, we can. Somebody's got to go get it.
I'll get it. We've been talking about it. I feel like it's time. That's the next step in our... Okay, so we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to rank the shots that we've had so far, and we're going to have one more wheel spin for one more mega shot. And hopefully it's Simple Jack. And we'll see. Jack, how old are you, Jack? Jack's 27. Where did you go to college?
Oral Roberts and University of Houston.
So you went to a Bible college.
I did, yes, and then transferred to U of A.
When's the first time you really started drinking?
Maybe when I got to University of Houston.
You didn't drink at Bible college?
No, we weren't allowed to. We weren't even allowed to have girls in our dorms.
You realize
AJ.
Most people go to college when they're like 18, 19. None of them are allowed to drink, yet everyone at college drinks.
Oral Roberts is a different animal, AJ.
What would have happened? Would you have been flogged by the priest, or what would have
stoning? Ask him if they had a curfew.
I honest to God, we could have gotten expelled for drinking.
Did you have a curfew at
yes,
that college?
Yes, we did.
What was your curfew?
1:30 in the morning.
Oh, that's pretty.
That's
pretty
fair.
So
where
yeah, AJ,
is Oral Roberts anyway? Tulsa, Oklahoma. So nobody's trying to go out until 1:30 in the morning.
In
anyway,
Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yeah, there's absolutely nothing to do.
What
in the
do you
city.
Do? And here's another example of Colin. Beating his chest over something like, hell yeah, Tulsa, represent. Look at me, baby, this beer I was supposed to chug. Like, boy. I don't know about Colin. Colin, like, whatever's happening, Colin's beating his chest about it. Like, Colin, the Eagles fan, I can imagine him beating his chest over that tie. Had they lost, it would be like, hell yeah, we'll be back next week. Hell yeah. And if they won, hell yeah, we won, baby. We won a game against the Washington Footballers.
Well, he did
you
go to
what?
Villanova, too, so he's got a skin on the
I
wall.
Bet he's a face painter. Got to support the team. I bet he's
you,
a face painter.
You have any Colin, you have a tattoo?
No denying.
You have any tattoos?
No denying.
You have no tattoos. How old are you? 22. I'm surprised.
Well, get an Eagles tattoo misspelled like Holly has.
Is there any way that Colin ends up with a sports tattoo? There's a 100% lock chance. Yeah, that's what I thought. Trey has a sports tattoo.
Yeah,
show
him,
Trey.
Off.
Hell yeah, go Stros, bitches.
Woo!
All right, we'll be right back. We're going to wrap up Happy Hour on the Blitz.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, it's Josh. Fall is here. It's time to upgrade your grilling game at Texas Star Grill Shop. They have a huge selection of Napoleon gas grills. Whether you're a novice or a backyard grill master, Napoleon makes it easy to grill like a pro. Texas Star Grill Shop has the best grills at the right price. Get your brand new Napoleon during their huge fall event. Act now and get free assembly and delivery with your Napoleon grill. Texas Star Grill Shop, located in Houston, Spring, Katy, and opening soon at Woodway and Voss, TexasStarGrillShop.com.
Lance Erlein here with Dr. Burkhalter from CoreMed Solutions. I know cardiovascular disease is the number one killer in the country now, number one. But detection is easier than it's ever been and more affordable than it's ever been. And I think people need to know that.
I agree. At CoreMed Solutions, our goal is to bring EKG, echo, and even stress testing to every Houstonian and every Texan available at an affordable price.
Yeah, and when you say affordable price, I know it can be thousands when you're at a hospital, but you guys work independent from the hospitals in terms of being able to price it differently. And that's one of the things that I think is a big selling point because it's really important to get screened even at a young age.
Exactly. Because we own the business and we own the equipment, we set the price at something affordable for everybody. If you come to CoreMedSolutions.com, we'll let you know how you, your small business, and family can afford these life-saving screenings.
For more information about cardiac screening for you and your family or even your small business, make sure you go to CoreMedSolutions.com. That's CoreMedSolutions.com.
Wendy's famous 4 for 4 is heating up with the new Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. The Queen of Spice is delivering that spicy chicken you love with lettuce and mayo between two deliciously soft buns. And yes, in classic 4 for 4 fashion, you can get all that spicy goodness with spicy or crispy nuggets, fries, and a drink to cool off, all for just $4. Is it getting hot in here? Or did Wendy's just deliver the hottest deal in fast food? We got you.
Offer includes 4-piece nuggets, junior fry, and value drink. Price and participation may vary.
Our new fall arrivals will give you all the feels at the JCPenney Beautifall Sale. Shop and save on rich colors and cozy layers with up to 40% off select fall styles for men and women. Plus, get more for less with an extra 25% off with coupon. Or there's no better time to restock on everyone's favorite denim with 40% off select Levi's for the family. Find the fall style you've been missing. JCPenney. Offers valid 10-8 to 10-14. Offers and coupons do not apply to Levi's. Other exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Hey, it's Josh. Nothing's better than mouth-watering Texas barbecue at Cypress Trail Hideout, home of the award-winning Papa Charlie's Barbecue. Join them for weekly lunch specials Tuesday through Friday from 11 to 2, daily drink specials, and happy hour daily from 11 to 6 with $1 off all 24 regional and local craft draft beers. Come enjoy great food and beverages on the huge patio and live music on stage every weekend. Let Cypress Trail Hideout cater your next event or holiday dinner, too. Reserve early at CypressTrailHideout.com.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And Tyler Scott and Aaron Raybould and Colin and Charles and Dr. Intern and Trey and Nick.
What a
See,
day.
How about that? I remembered everybody's name.
That's good. That is pretty good.
Hell yeah. Well, I remember Nick's name. Nick and I have been really messed up together.
I didn't know Dr. Intern's name, Charles's name, or Colin's name before we started Happy Hour. And now look, I just said all of them.
And he knew Trey's name before he was ever a part-timer.
That's true.
Trey was a first impression guy.
Trey's a memorable guy.
And Simple Jack. Simple Jack.
I didn't know Jack's name. Jack, how long have you worked here? I didn't know Jack's name until we started Happy Hour, 100%.
Well, I knew him because he did some sports map stuff for me back when I was running that
site. But you're a lot better about names than I am.
I am.
You respect all human life.
I do try really hard, but I admit, if I miss it the first time, then I'm too embarrassed to ask you.
One of the things I've learned in this gig is, in radio, people come and go in a hurry. And the truth is...
It's pretty amazing that we've been here as long as we have.
The truth is... Yeah. Once you're hired as an employee, I don't expect you to hang out that long. Like you now have become sort of a disposable part, and like any day now, I'm expecting like
it's a football. You're a football coach. You're going
to
get fired.
The email that goes to like the six managers, it says, "Just so we know, so and so no longer works here. Such and such is going to pick up his hours going forward." That's pretty much how it works. Oh, there are emails like
There's
that.
There's a Trey. Ton of emails.
There's a ton Trey. Of those emails. And Jack's name yet to be on it, but I assure you, Jack, one day that email will come across my laptop that says, Jack's gone. Juggalo Trey is going to pick up his hours. Like, that's just going... They're going to switch T-shirts, and we'll never know the difference.
It used to be like an every 3 week thing when I was at a different station where all of a sudden, boop.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
We're actually a hell of a lot more stable than most places.
We are. Definitely. But behind the scenes, radio people literally have zero job security. Like, they can... Because let's face it, they could come and go like the wind, and who's going to notice? If their voice isn't on the air, who's going to notice? You know, like, and unless we are open about it and say, hey, such and such got fired. But I mean, how often do we really do that? Like, because nobody wants to, you know, throw dirt on someone once they've been canned. It's a harsh business. It's a tough business to make it in.
People would notice if Tyler were gone.
Well, Tyler's got a voice on the station.
Yeah, he does. Because he would bitch about all the extra work that he'd have to do.
Tyler does all the really boring, terrible work that I don't
want to
do.
Yeah, exactly. He does.
Exactly.
We call that spit work.
All right. Yeah. Let's spin it, Nick. Let's go, baby. What are we doing? We're doing a mega.
I guess we're doing another mega.
And then we're gonna rank the shots. Brandon's here. Go get him a mega. If he's gone, we're gonna have to spin again.
Boy, it was close on me there.
It was
after I just volunteered. I took one for the team. I shouldn't have to.
EV close.
But I'll do it again if it lands on me.
Fred is a
he's been volunteering for more.
Fred's a drunk. I mean, Fred's like, hey.
I'm a borderline alcoholic. You can say it. It's okay.
How about this? I'll be a team player and drink some booze that I don't have to pay for. All right. Fred's like Barney on The Simpsons. It's like, oh, free beer? I'll drink it. I'm down. I'll do a round with you.
No, I don't mind doing more than one shot.
Okay, but you also complain when we drink at 4 o'clock, and you'll almost certainly complain in the 6 o'clock hour that you're tired.
No, I did that all one. Right. I did that one time
let's
out of 11.
And let's do our rankings. Let's figure it out.
One time out of 11, AJ.
What shots have we had so far?
All right, so I'm going to go in the preliminary ranking that I have done.
Can we go chronological?
I did not write down. I can try to remember.
God, we're about to lose someone. We're about to lose someone behind the scenes here.
When you speak of me, speak of me. Well, kind of.
We started off with Malort, and then
Menthol Tabacky was the first.
Then Malort.
So
then
I can list all.
Then
of
the Ghost Go, Pepper Vodka.
Let him do it. His order.
So this is the order I have.
Okay.
From worst to best.
Okay.
Worst Malort. Next, the Razul, that black licorice stuff.
That's pretty
my
bad.
Worst.
Next, the tobacco vodka.
The one we
the
just
regular
did today?
Tobacco.
Okay.
Following that, menthol tobacco.
Okay.
That puts us at 4. 5, the Akavit.
That was bad.
6, the Fernet.
Yeah.
Okay.
7, the 2B60 with all the silt.
See, I think that's a little too low on your list.
That was good. It wasn't.
Wait till
no,
I read the rest.
I didn't like
and
that
then all of a sudden. Once I read the rest, your memory will come back and go, oh, no, that's probably a good spot. 8, the Ghost Pepper Tequila.
That's the best thing we've had.
Yeah,
Trey's Moonshine was the best thing we've had.
Yeah,
that was
second. Yeah, yeah.
9, the Tobacco Whiskey.
Tabasco?
Yeah,
Tabasco.
No.
The Ghost Pepper was better.
Ghost Pepper better.
I'll move that.
Yeah.
10, the Coconut Vodka.
That was
a fail week because that was actually tasty and like that.
I thought it was bad.
That would make chicks take their pants off, is what it is. Like that's a good shot. Fred just miscalculated.
Okay, so following the coconut vodka, then we have the apple pie moonshine.
Okay, so here's the deal. This is week 10 because that coconut.
This is
week 11.
No, the coconut vodka was the same week as the Tubi.
Right, because you guys were all talking about.
That's right.
Oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be good. So
they
I went and got something
week.
More disgusting.
They were the same week.
Yeah.
But with the moonshines, are we rating them
all
together?
All the moonshines were better than anything else we've drank.
Except,
I agree.
100%. And then the Ghost Pepper Tequila was right behind
I think so, too.
Right. Everything else.
The coconut vodka and then.
Vodka wasn't as good as the Ghost
Pepper
Tequila.
I would drink that Ghost Pepper Tequila. Like,
I would, too.
I would drink a margarita made with that. Anyway, I think it would be delicious.
I was hoping we had some left, frankly.
Well, there's some in the mega shop.
Yeah, that's okay. I already did that.
All right, so now we want to go best to worst, and everybody's going to approve of this list.
Okay.
Best,
moonshines.
100%.
Yeah, and the apple pie moonshine, the best of the moonshine, yeah. Right? We would agree on
apple
that.
Apple pie moonshine was the
apple
what was
pie
the,
was good. Root yeah, beer and Trey,
if you could get me a bottle of that, I would totally respect you.
Then the ghost pepper tequila.
Okay.
Then the coconut vodka.
All right.
Okay.
Tabasco whiskey.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, now we're getting
it
into
was
the
good.
Bad ones.
I liked
though.
It.
It wasn't awful.
It wasn't good by any stretch.
No,
but it was better
this
than.
This is where we get to that mediocre.
Okay. Yeah, this is the mid range.
And then it goes to bed.
I'll be okay with that over fourth the hill. For now.
Okay. So we got coconut vodka, then Tabasco whiskey, then the 2B60.
I didn't like that at all, but they seemed to like
I,
it more
I don't
than I, did.
I didn't either. I would have that like,
I didn't
top
like,
four.
I didn't like it tasted like there was sawdust in it.
Like there probably was.
Well, I don't know what was in it. I didn't like it. Okay, let's keep going. Let's
then
see.
The Fernet.
I liked the Fernet, I think, more than that.
Yeah, I agree. Fernet ahead of Tubi.
But the Fernet was bad, too, because that was like
well,
the,
they're all bad at
that
this
was
point.
Licorice.
No, they're all bad at this point.
So, okay, so then we'll go Tabasco Whiskey, Fernet, then 2B60,
yep.
Then Aquavit.
Aquavit's got to be lower.
Yeah.
Lower than the menthol, than both tobacco vodkas. The Malort and the Razzul.
Like in that range. But I'm a psycho. I would put Malort at like number 5.
Yeah, you liked Malort.
Yeah,
I was. You genuinely enjoyed it.
I was on board with Malort.
Yeah,
100%.
I'm trying to think if I liked Aquavit or that one that I don't know what it's actually called more.
The one that you don't know,
Rizouk?
The Razzul. Hey, that was the black licorice.
Did we apparently lost the 97.5 signal?
Uh oh, what'd you do, Aaron?
Still live on 92.5. But
I mean,
we'll switch over to 92.5 for now.
Okay, and.
So then, all right, so we'll go Fernet, 2B60, Aquavit.
Okay.
Make sense?
Let's do the other ones.
I like that one that I didn't know what it was more than Aquavit.
The rock?
The
Razzul?
Yeah, I liked that more
than
the Aquavit.
I did too. I think I would put the Aquavit lower than that one.
I think I would too.
The Aquavit's like
okay,
bottom
so then
three.
My new ranking would go Fernet, 2B60, Razzul, Aquavit.
Okay.
Then we go menthol tobacco.
Okay.
Yeah.
Regular tobacco.
Okay.
Malort.
I think I would rather have Malort than the tobacco vodkas.
Agreed. Agreed.
I think tobacco vodkas, like the menthol, is second worst, and this one was the worst. This is worse.
I'll disagree, but I'll let you run.
Well, I'm going to vote with AJ on this one. So as a team, I think you know.
Yeah. Malort.
Well, what's Tyler's
vote?
Plus,
there were people
Tyler's
who
vote.
Liked Malort.
Well,
you already
well,
know
yeah,
his vote.
Yeah, yeah,
Malort.
He's pro Malort.
Yeah. Apparently, somebody says Delta's here because it just wiped 97.5 off my radio, and my daughter lost power in Bridge City. So,
hope that's not the case.
That might have been why.
All right, man.
Well, that.
By the way,
thoughts
and real prayers to our friends over in the Golden Triangle.
Brandon's mega
Louisiana.
Shot? Where is he?
Yeah, where's Brandon? That's his mega shot.
Is he gone? All right, well, if he's gone, let's spin the wheel one more time. Who's going to take that mega shot?
It's got to be Dr. Intern. This guy dodges everything. I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying.
Simple Jack this time.
He deserves it.
And see, he disappeared to go find Brandon.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's going to come in here and drink
it. He's going to come in here and get it.
All right. It is it's time to actually do some work, Fred. We've got to do a real show to do. Appreciate everyone. Fred, tell us about MyBookie before we get out of here.
Yeah, MyBookie. 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 All I want to do is...
What's the line on the Oral Roberts game this weekend?
I don't know whether it's oral or anal. I get confused. No. So, anyway.
Hey. It's Oral Roberts and Anal Jack.
Okay. All right, guys. You know what? I hope you listened yesterday when I said UH minus 6.5 and... you know, a couple people weren't happy with me when it was 24/7. I don't really care because guess what? They covered and also went over, and I did it all on my bookie. And I've got some bets this weekend. How about, you know what? If you missed out on that, Texas State +7 tomorrow on mybookie.ag. And the cool thing about my bookie is when you win, you get paid. Like if I want that money out of there, guess what? I'll have it in my account in a few days because fast payouts, no BS. And unlike a lot of these sites, man, it's not a gamble to put your money in there. You're going to get paid when you win. And if you lose, guess what? You know what? It's easy to reload. I mean, easy deposits, easy withdrawals, tons of options. Lots of NFL this weekend for you to get involved in. Join today, and they're going to match your first deposit 100%. How about that? You enter promo code radio, and that's it. Promo code radio, and they're going to match your first deposit. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. That's MyBookie.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Hey guys, Joel Blank here. We all know it's hurricane season. That means we're going to have to